Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal pinch hitting for Phil Corman from CISA and Molly Merritt from Beets and Barley in Haydenville, where they sell exclusively beets and barley.
Oh, that's not true.
Exactly what they say they are. They're like a lampshade store.
Now, what is the name of the store?
Just Shades.
What can you get in here?
What can you get in here? Only shades. Mm-hmm. That's why our name is Just Shades.
But seriously, what can you get besides shades here?
People come up to me at the farmer's market and they're like, oh, I'll have the beets and barley. And I have to say, oh, no, that's the name of the business. You know, these are the dishes that I have to sell. But that does confuse people sometimes.
What are the dishes then that you have to sell? And why did you pick beets and barley as a name?
Well, I guess beets and barley speaks to vegetarian, which my company is a vegetarian catering company. It's also a cute name.
It is cute.
It's fun to say.
The alliteration is fun.
The beets make you think like maybe you want to drop some fat beets.
Yeah, exactly.
Too. And so you're a vegetarian catering company.
Yes.
Why did you want to get into the vegetarian catering business?
I have a background in sustainable agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked as a farmer for many years and got a lot of experience with local produce and learning how to cook it. After spending a few years working as a farmer, I decided that I wanted to pursue my cooking passions more fully.
And she didn't mention it, Monty, but she does happen to also be a vegetarian.
Well, yeah, I kind of you know? Gathered that. You're going to start a vegetarian catering company. Like, it's fine for
exactly.
those people, but not me.
Well, I might incriminate myself, but I'm actually not vegetarian.
Ah.
It's
fine for those people. Not fine for me.
So I eat what I call medicinal meat.
Uh-huh.
I eat meat for health reasons. I was vegetarian for most of my life. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with eating meat. I think that the way that a lot of the meat is raised in our country is pretty miserable.
Right.
But I feel like meat consumption is a really personal and sacred choice. If people want to eat meat, I think that's fine. But I like running a vegetarian company. People do often ask me if I can provide meat, and I just suggest to them that they could find someone else to cook it or cook it themselves.
Mm.
And then they're choosing whatever kind of meat that they feel comfortable.
Right. Why do that using. Though? What, you know, if you eat meat and you know, there are plenty of places around here that ethically raise and deal with meat, kill meat, why then don't you expand a little bit?
Well, like I said, so I was vegetarian for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my experience of cooking deals with produce primarily,
yeah.
Vegetarian food primarily. So that's where I feel really at home. That's where I feel really comfortable.
It's what you like and are good at cooking.
Yeah,
I was just
exactly.
going to say, Monty, and she makes vegetables taste really fabulous. Coming from me, who I
you're
know I'm
Boston
involved with
like
farmers
me,
and everything, but you know, we didn't have a lot of good fresh vegetables.
Always
when
came
we were
in
young.
A can.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought I hated spinach.
Right, but
didn't
Molly,
give me muscles like Popeye.
No. It just was like gross.
It was gross, wet. Yucky.
But those days are over, thankfully. And Molly really makes things taste good.
I'm talking with Molly Merritt from Beets and Barley in Haydenville and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA. You did bring something from Beets and Barley.
I brought butternut squash maple macaroons.
Let's try it. They're cute as a button because they're heart shaped. So that goes along with the cute theme of the Beets and Barley as a name.
Yeah.
And that's a really good macaroon.
Thank
What's
you.
What's in it?
So the base of it is butternut squash and maple syrup. And then I add shredded coconut, cocoa powder, a little tiny bit of salt, a little bit of vanilla extract, and a little bit of coconut oil.
You can't even tell that there's butternut squash in it either. I mean, it tastes
it's good
like
to trick people
a
into
yummy,
eating vegetables.
Delicious macaroon cookie.
Like Seinfeld's plagiarizing wife.
Exactly.
Do you know that cookbook thing?
Yes.
Yeah. But my wife uses actual beets as a sweetener or like as a base for so many different things and desserts. And so you can use these vegetables in a way.
A lot of vegetables.
And it is ultimately probably better for you. You are eating veggies and it still tastes wicked awesome.
It does. And Molly does a lot of gluten-free baked goods too. They're fabulous. Be on the lookout for her making some nice baked goods at the Tuesday market.
And I will also say for my cupcake wars loving children that the texture on this is very good.
Oh, thank you. One
of the judges on Cupcake Wars always says like, man, I'm not into the texture, but the texture is delicious too. You know, we're getting into the spring and graduations and all these other events and just for parties, you're available.
Yes, I am.
Molly Merritt from Beets and Barley in Haydenville, their vegetarian catering company, and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.